Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Item number four, temporary speed limit reduction on Navarre Beach Causeway. Approval to temporarily reduce the speed limit to 20 miles per hour along Navarre Beach Causeway until September 30th, 2024. I would like to say that this is an item that since I first got elected, I have voted against this item because I don't believe we should have to reduce the speed limit on a man-made causeway. I believe that it causes more traffic, more problems. Just my opinion. I've been outvoted every time on this, and I respect the will of the board on what they want to do with it.
Well, I'm going to say that's a bad move there. I agree with it being 20 mile an hour during that time, mainly because the nesting density of these birds in that area, or it's pretty thick. I'm a bird nerd. I know I am. I mean, I can't help it. I just love them birds.
I'm a bird nerd. Listen to Southern good old boy Kerry Smith, who loves to fish and hunt and watch birds, apparently, talk about this. Just kind of made me chuckle a little bit. So here's the deal. Every year during shorebird nesting season, the Navarre Beach Causeway lowers the speed limit from 35, what it normally is, down to 20 miles an hour. So you go real slow so that you can avoid killing the birds that might often show up on the road surface, right? That's the idea, is you go slow enough that if they show up, you can break for them. And, you know, we are an area that is very affectionate towards our wildlife and wants to protect them. And, you know, we do ridiculous things sometimes to protect the wildlife, like have the 35 mile an hour all through the entire Gulf Islands National Seashore between Pensacola Beach or Portofino and Navarre Beach, which is mind-numbing every single time. But there it is, because we want to protect the wildlife. Well, when the shorebirds are in season, we want to protect the wildlife on the Navarre Beach Causeway. And every year we do this, and every year James Calkins puts up a stink about it and says, how dare you?
I have had a lot of folks that came up to me in Navarre about this item and actually was happy I voted against it. That's why I continue to vote against it every time. I fully believe the majority of people in that area would be opposed to this. That's my opinion. But I will respect whatever the board decides to do, and I will not make a motion on it. I'll let somebody else do it.
That phrase, I will respect whatever the board decides to do, grows more and more irritating to me because it's not like you have a choice. You're not respecting what they decide to do. I mean, what would that mean? If you disrespected them and they voted you down, what would that mean? Like, it's a nonsense phrase, but I hear it more and more from people who dissent on these different boards. But he wasn't alone this year. Ray Eddington, Navarre is his area, says.
Chairman, I have to agree with you on this one.
Okay.
Because I've had so many people on that beach complaining about that 20 miles an hour. They don't like it. Let's try the regular speed. Let's see what it does. Okay? We can try it. If it don't work, we can always drop it. That's the way I look at it.
By the way, I love the beginning where James Calkins is like, somebody agrees with me. Cool.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have to agree with you on this one.
Okay.
Because.
Okay. I don't know what to do with all that. Yeah, it's weird. But, okay, so Ray Eddington says, let's try and see what happens. Now, look, I want to be generous in my interpretation here, but let's see how many birds we kill. Like, what is the let's see what happens here? You know, let's see if at 35, they bounce off of the windshield, the bumper. I mean, I don't know what the let's see what happens would be, other than because the cost of driving fast is that you run the risk of hurting the birds, right? That's why we lower the speed limit. So let's see what happens would be, well, let's drive fast and see if we kill any. Right? I mean, that's the issue. He doesn't say it that way, but that's what you're talking about.
I have had several people on that beach and people in the bar complaining about 20 miles an hour across that. Traffic backs up. It backs up at 35, too, but let's try it. Let's try it and see how it works. That's my feelings.
Fantastic. Well, that's great news. Appreciate it.
The traffic backup on the beach is not due to the speed limit on the bridge. It's due to the intersection, right? That used to be a stop sign is now a traffic light, right? That's the issue.
Yeah, but that traffic light really has helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it'll be much of an issue as it was in the previous years.
But people are, you know, whining and complaining about the lower speed limit. I mean, how long is the Navarre Beach Causeway? It's a half mile, maybe?
Yeah.
It's you can't go 20 miles an hour for half a mile each way when you go to... I mean, it's... Again, I'm on your side. Like, I find a lot of the speed limit reductions irritating, but... Or the alternative is kill the birds, right? And maybe other things. We'll get back to this in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Another thing, too, with Juana's being right there on the right as you're coming in, people just, you know, they're drinking and they're crossing that road at all parts, and little kids are getting out and they're going to the water down there. I think everybody should go slow through there anyway.
It's almost like that should just be the speed limit
in
that area.
Exactly.
Or maybe 25,
all the time.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm not seeing anything on our roadways. I-10 and I-110 look like they're at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not seeing any issues there. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, no accidents. It's not even getting slow over the Blackwater. Not really seeing anything around town. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking and clear. If you do see anything out there, let us know. You can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. So what do you think? Should the speed limit be 20? Should it be 25? They could always do something else. Should it be 35 like normal? What do you think? How many birds is worth taking the risk of? Which is kind of the question that they seem to be asking. Kerry Smith again.
See, a lot of people are slowing down anyway, and so what you'll cause with going back to 35 on that would be a lot of people up people's tail yelling at them for going 20 mile an hour.
So putting it at 20 is going to give them the cover to drive the speed that they were going to drive anyway, because they're going to be cautious for the birds or because of the, you know, nature of the causeway. Kerry Smith again.
I feel confident that we're good with three votes up here, but I think that we need to move forward with and stay in concert with what we've done in the past on the speed limit there. I could see some leaseholders that live out on the beach probably being upset, but it's just a small price to pay for living on the beach.
And that's how I look at it. Is it seems like it. So there's two parts to this. Part one is, how much does it practically matter? Somebody texted and said, well, do we have any data on the number of shorebirds killed before and after the speed drop, you know, before that was put? Fair question. Absolutely fair question. But I think sometimes, you know, we do things in an environmentally sensitive area like we live in, where we love our nature. We do things in part because we believe that there's good data supporting that makes it safer or better for them. We also sometimes do things because it makes us feel like we're living in a way that's harmonious and deferential to nature and is putting nature on a higher value than speed and efficiency. And that's also kind of a part of our communal values, is a way of saying that. An uncharitable view is that's virtue signaling, okay? But a more charitable view is to say something like this. Look, as a community, you know, we're going to decide to have lower problematic lights for the turtles, and we're going to protect the nesting areas, and we're going to, you know, tell people that they can't take glass out on the beach because it breaks, you know, not just for human safety, but for everybody's safety. And, you know, we're also going to tell people, you know, leave only your footprints, and we're going to slow the speed limit down because it might occasionally endanger a bird or something. You know, I mean, it's sort of a who we are thing. And as somebody who has always taken a bit of a jaded view towards a lot of environmentalist concerns where they put nature on too high a value, I'm also a Christian, and I take the idea to, you know, be a good garden steward for this earth. I take that seriously, and I think a lot of times Republicans haven't done enough in this regard. And it feels a little bit like what James Calkins and Reddington are saying is, you know, we should care a little bit less about the birds and the turtles and the environment. I mean, they're not coming out and saying it that way, but that's what it feels like to me. And so even if the 20 doesn't make a big practical difference, it's like an expression of our values that we're going to do our part, so to speak. So anyway, Colton Wright weighed in on this, which I thought he brought the right angle, which is, hey, you know, aren't there federal rules on this? And isn't it important for us to be in line with those?
I had a question for Michael. This is part of, is this a condition that we have as part of the permit with U.S. Fish and Wildlife?
Yes, sir, it is. We're looking into it right now. See if we can't maybe get it up to 25 instead of 20. But I can't tell you what's in the permit. I don't know. I need to look into it.
Okay. Well, I would be cautious about doing anything that violates a permit that we have with the feds.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you want to find that out first. And also, I will say, the difference between 20 and 25 psychologically is enormous. Oh, my God, these school zones now that are, you know, like 15, I think, in some of them. But 20, like, how slow can we go? You know, it's but then, I mean, think about that as an application. Like, imagine somebody said, I just don't know about these school zone speed limits. It's too slow. Does it really matter? Why don't we jack it back up to regular speed and see what happens? Like, how many kids would you, you know, because that's the trade-off, right, is the endangerment to the children. So, which is, again, a kind of a also community value and also, we want to keep the kids alive.
I support keeping it where it's at. For it's a window of time. It works. We are very fortunate that I believe this last year the birds did not nest there, and I would just say we could certainly have the discussion if Audubon Society goes out and finds out that there are no birds that nest there this season, then you can bump it back up if you need to, you know, because I mean I think that the idea is you're protecting the shorebirds and that are nesting there, but obviously I think it needs to go Thursday's regular agenda.
Yeah, and by the way, I like that too, is, you know, pay attention, because if there aren't actually any birds around, then, you know, raise the speed limit back up. So anyway, they're going to talk about it on Thursday. I thought it was an interesting conversation, and again, expression of values / you know, how much is efficiency something that we've got to cater to, and this notion of, well, let's try it and see how bad it gets. Something about that sits weird with me. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have any kind of a heating, air conditioning, electrical, plumbing need of any kind, you can call Peden. They will come out. They will be on time. They'll be professional. They will use good parts. They will do it right the first time. Satisfaction guaranteed on everything that they do for you. And, you know, whatever your need is, whether it's putting in a new AC system, whether it's testing your AC before we start to get into the season where you're going to need it on a full-time basis, or, like I said, you know, plumbing, electrical, they do all that. And they have been expanding, really, really expanding. To the west, they recently expanded to Baldwin County. Now they're in Mobile County. To the east, all the way to Tallahassee. So the entire central time zone, plus, you know, in Florida, plus a couple of the counties over in Alabama are a part of it. Right now, you can become a maintenance member with Peden and get a free coastal protection package with your very first tune-up. Find out more or schedule an appointment at Peden, PEADEN.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free, family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register, or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hot as hell in here.
Yeah, man, but it's a dry heat.
Knock it off, Hudson.
Army with Harmony. Army with Harmony. 625 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jake has got traffic on the fuzz. And you and I were talking a little bit about this off the air, though, the speed limit reduction.
Yeah.
I had sort of forgotten, but you reminded me that on the seashore where it's 35, which is maddening, they do drop that to 20 also.
Yeah.
All through between Portofino and Navarre. And, oh, man, people are not happy when they're driving behind you and you're actually obeying the speed limit in there. I've so many times had people, you know, run up behind me, tailgate me, pass me, do all kinds of crazy things. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And they're from out of town, and then you see them pulled over with a cop, you mm-hmm. know, about 2 miles down the road, and you're like, ooh, that's going to be a few hundred.
Yeah.
All right. Looking around town here, I'm not seeing any delays or accidents reported. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. If you're coming out of Cantonment this morning on Highway 29 South, I'm not seeing any accidents along your way. Coming out of Milton on Highway 90, no problems there. And Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you do see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways, let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, House Republicans moving forward with a vote today that would effectively ban TikTok in the U.S. It would require ByteDance to sell the brand to an American owner to address national security concerns. American missionaries are trapped in Haiti. They're worried nobody's coming to rescue them. The Caribbean nation, of course, has descended into chaos and gang violence has overtaken the country.
There's no government anymore.
No, it's completely collapsed.
It's
for the most part. Yes.
And it's not like Haiti was great to begin with.
Mm. No.
I mean, it's horrible. I mean, I know in some of the hearings they were having, and you know, Matt Gaetz was asking some of the folks from the administration about, you know, well, what are you doing to make sure that they don't just all come here on boats and, you know, swarm and become, and it's a fair concern. And yet at the same time, we had this asylum policy, people fleeing. I mean, it is a failed state by any mm-hmm. definition of the term. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, there's a missionary by the name of Jill Dolan. She runs an orphanage in Port-au-Prince. She says even the U.S. Embassy hasn't been able to help her get out of the country. Mm-hmm. Of course, they've already evacuated non-essential personnel from the embassy and brought in additional security there. Andrew, this story is the stuff of nightmares, and I almost hate to even talk about it, but, well, we have to.
You're gonna.
Yeah. Right. A Florida man now recovering after getting tapeworm eggs in his brain.
Oh, come on.
Oh, report published last week says the 52-year-old man recently went to the doctor. He'd been having migraine headaches. They did a CT scan. They found tapeworm eggs festering in his brain.
No.
Here's the bad thing.
How
he got the tapeworm eggs. He ate undercooked bacon.
Oh, well, it's his own fault.
Who hasn't had a soft piece of bacon at some point?
Never. Not a one time. Mm-mm. No, don't do
no?
it.
No? I fry it to
no, fry
the
it
living
till it's hard.
Yeah.
You soft bacon people scare me. Do you not understand what happens inside of pork? You do not undercook pork. There's a period.
You ever read the Bible?
Zero. Yeah.
I mean, just say it's bound to happen. 100 pieces of bacon, you're going to have a soft one.
Nope.
You're going to have a wiggly bacon.
No, we're not going with you there on that one, David.
I'm sorry. You just need to cook it longer. If you push it and it moves, it's not done. David, why? Mm. Why?
Okay. I must be making bad decisions. All the tapeworm eggs in my brain.
So let me recharacterize your story here, okay? I'm going to tell you a completely awful, disgusting thing, and at the end of it, I'm going to tell you why the thing that made it happen is okay to do.
Yeah, for the most part, that's it.
Because he got these horrible things in his head because he undercooked the bacon. By the way, undercooking bacon, that's my way.
Enjoy your breakfast, everybody.
So it's not even a safety note from you. Man. Oh, I love you, man. Thanks. 629 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, on a very, very, very small note, if you're trying to lose weight, and I am mildly successfully, it's always a struggle. The advice of the experts is stop looking at the scale so much. And their advice is maybe never. Just pay attention to how you feel. But the scale motivates me. It reminds me every trace has a consequence. But they do say, I don't know that I follow, but they say, you know, every other day, once a week, something like that. Because, of course, your weight can fluctuate so much on a day based on water retention or, you know, all kinds of things. So maybe you're a little bit less neurotic if you don't look at it so often.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Setting up the first presidential campaign rematch since Eisenhower-Stevenson in 1956, President Biden and Donald Trump have both clinched their party's nominations with primary wins yesterday.
Most importantly, we now have to go into victory because our country's in serious trouble.
Former President Trump posting on Truth Social, campaigning in Denver, Vice President Kamala Harris says voters have a choice.
A country of liberty, freedom, and rule of law, or a country of disorder, fear, and hate.
President Biden campaigns in Milwaukee today. Four Army ships are on the way from Virginia to the Middle East with equipment and supplies to build a floating dock to receive humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza, struggling to find food during the war between Israel and Hamas. The trip should take around a month. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 52 degrees right now and partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. The Escambia Sheriff's Office seeking a person of interest in connection to Monday's fatal shooting near North R and Godfrey Streets. Deputies say Chelsea Rayanne Cicero is wanted for questioning after a man was found dead with a gunshot wound to the chest. Sheriff Chip Simmons said while deputies did initially respond to a shot spotter report of a gunshot that morning at about 3 a.m., the victim wasn't found until around 7:45. The city of Pensacola getting closer to opening the first of three Portland Loo public restrooms near downtown. They'll be located at MLK Plaza, Blake Doyle Skate Park, Bruce Beach. Mayor D.C. Reeves says they're also in discussions for a fourth Portland Loo.
We're working with UWF Historic Trust right now. They've got to get some approvals and boards and things like that. We've actually looked at putting a fourth Portland Loo in the Museum Plaza area, kind of behind the State Museum. That would be in good proximity to Plaza Ferdinand, but also could be used for UWF and some of their events there, that where even if they needed more than one restroom, at least you've got one permanent restroom there.
And as for the first three, Reeves says they were delivered late last month. The installation on those should be completed soon. A fifth restroom also planned at Veterans Memorial Park. Well, a new law banning the homeless from camping in public is waiting on Governor DeSantis' desk for a signature. So far, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says they haven't talked to lawmakers about how it'll be enforced, but it will be.
I mentioned earlier that we were enforcing the ordinance that they already passed.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that we intend to enforce this ordinance as well and working with the county as much as we possibly can.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says he's been pushing for some type of a dashboard system, which would show the number of beds available at area homeless shelters so deputies would know where they can take people. This law would require the county to set up an area for the homeless to camp, which would have security, ban alcohol and drugs, and offer access to behavioral health services, as well as running water and restrooms. Well, Senator Marco Rubio with a warning about Iran. Rubio recently addressed the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. He told them Iran is trying to create and conduct assassinations inside the U.S. Rubio says Iran is also using militia groups to attack the U.S. and Israel, hoping America will find the Middle East too problematic and just leave. He says Iran would then use Syria and Iraq to target Jordan, take it over, and make Israel an unlivable place. Now, Alabama motorists being urged to get ready for a new distracted driving law that's going to go into effect there in June under the terms of Alabama Senate Bill 301, which was passed and signed by the governor last year. Anybody caught texting or talking on the phone while driving could be fined up to $50 for a first offense, $100 for a second, and $150 for a third violation. There will also be points on your driver's license for that. It is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
Still not seeing any problems on our roadways this morning. Looks like no accidents reported by FHP. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, I'm not seeing anything slowing you down there. It looks like here in town, Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Longleaf Drive, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel, all checking in good. If you do see anything out there on our roadway slowing us down, let me know about it. 437-1620, call or text. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News. A wonderful day on tap, partly cloudy skies, but pleasant temperatures, highs getting up into the low to mid 70s. A little bit warmer on Thursday as low temperatures warm into the 60s, highs into the mid to upper 70s. Could have some small chances for rain late Thursday and on Friday, but for right now, those chances are low, only at 20 to 30%. That's your weather forecast for the rest of the week. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now, 52 in Pensacola, 50 in Gulf Breeze, and 47 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oracle shares soared nearly 12% yesterday after the software company reported fiscal third quarter earnings that beat analysts' expectations. This surge lifted its founder Larry Ellison's wealth by over $15 billion. Ellison, who created Oracle in 1977, is the company's biggest stakeholder, with shares worth about $146 billion. Ulta Beauty CEO Dave Kimbell told CNBC e-commerce sites are contributing to organized retail crime. Kimbell responded to a months-long investigation that exposed a professional network of thieves who used Amazon and other e-commerce sites to resell millions of dollars worth of stolen goods from Ulta stores as well as other retailers across the country. The Ulta executive added that anyone who does sell products online have the responsibility to ensure that nothing on the platform is stolen. Futures are little changed after the S&P 500 closed at a record high. That's your money now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
How many times have we been here before? How many pieces have to break? So many reasons not to celebrate. But I hate to see you crying, so let's drink before goodbye. I got a bottle I've been saving.
February 8th, the White House. Question: Mr. President, why did you share classified information with your ghostwriter? The President: I did not share classified information. I did not share it. I guarantee I did not. That's not true, is it, Mr. Hur?
That is inconsistent with the findings based on the evidence in my report.
Yeah, so it's a lie. It's just what regular people would say, right? Yeah, all right. So the next one.
By the way, the yell, right, he kind of smirked. Robert Hur smirked about that. He did not say the yell, right? That was Matt. This is Congressman Matt Gaetz, of course, talking with Robert Hur, the special investigator, former special investigator, dealing with the Biden documents case. And just as a matter of definition, a lie does require the person to know what they're saying is false. And given Biden's memory, cognitive issues, did he know that what he was saying was false? I mean, that's why, like, you know, back historically, you remember the, you know, Bush lied, thousands died. Remember all of that kind of stuff, right? And it's not a lie if you don't know that it's false. Although, you know, Bush was wrong, thousands died, just doesn't have that same chanty ring to it, you know? So I'm a big fan of keeping your words with their proper definitions. And, you know, maybe he lied. Maybe he just got it wrong. That's always a possibility. Back to Matt Gaetz and Robert Hur.
And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked. That wasn't true either, was it?
That was inconsistent with the findings of our investigation.
Another lie, people might say, right? Because what you put in your report was among the places Mr. Biden's lawyers found classified documents in the garage was a damaged open box.
Yeah, that's, I love the, or capable of being locked. Like, what does that do for anybody, right? Capable of being locked means open, is what that typically means. But, you know, Matt has a flair for expression. He really does. And one of the things, I'd not heard anybody say it this way before, but there's a particular phrase he's going to use here quite a bit that is an accurate summary of the Robert Hur findings and also pretty poignant political phraseology.
Here's what I'm understanding, right? As Mr. Armstrong laid out, you find in your report that the elements of a federal criminal violation are met, but then you apply this senile cooperator theory that because Joe Biden cooperated and the elevator doesn't go to the top floor, you don't think you get a conviction. And I actually think you get to the right answer in that. I don't think Biden should have been charged. Don't think Trump should have been charged. But under the senile cooperator theory, isn't it frustrating that Biden continues to go out and lie about the basic facts of the report that lay out a federal criminal violation?
Senile cooperator theory is a brilliant phrase. It really is. And that is, in fact, what he said. Remember, he, as Matt said, he found the elements of a crime had been committed. Okay, he had mishandled classified documents. But because he did not think that he was able to get a conviction in front of a jury because President Biden would play as and present as a senile, forgetful, friendly old man, he didn't think the jury would convict on intent, because that's what you have to be able to convict on, and also because he cooperated with the investigation. Now, Matt and a lot of other Republicans, Congressman Gaetz and a lot of other Republicans like to make the case that, you know, Trump and Biden are the same. They're really not the same, okay? Biden did dumb, wrong things. I mean, there was, a campaign ad in which he was backing his Corvette into the garage where you could see the documents in the back. Like, it's really, really gratuitous how these documents were mishandled by Biden. But when somebody figured this out, they were cooperative. He was cooperative. Trump was not cooperative, right? So there is a distinction between the two cases. Nevertheless, back to the interaction between Matt Gaetz and Robert Hur.
Congressman, I need to disagree with at least one thing that you said, which is that I found that all of the elements were met. One of the elements of the relevant mishandling statute is the intent element, and what my report reflects is my judgment that, based on the evidence, I would not be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury that that intent element had been
right. Met. But the reason you have that doubt is the senile cooperator theory, the fact that Joe Biden is so inept in responding that you can't prove the intent, which, again, I don't quibble with that conclusion, but it's frustrating to be like, oh, well, this guy's not getting treated the same way as Trump because the elevator's not going to the top floor, so we can't prove intent, while at the same time Biden goes out there at the White House and says, well, you know, he just blatantly lies. And what I'm trying to figure out is whether or not Biden's lying because he's still so senile, he hasn't read your report, or whether it's a little craftier and a little more devious and perhaps a little more intentional than we might otherwise think.
What's the percentage chance that Biden's read this report? I mean, it's a number below zero, right? There's no chance. There's no chance he's bothered to read this report. We'll come back to this conversation in just a second with Adam Schiff and Hank Johnson, a couple of Democrats on the committee. Yes, that Hank Johnson. If you know, you know. Meanwhile, Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
This traffic report brought to you by Robert Half. I-10 and I-110 look like they're at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not showing any issues there. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, nothing slowing you down. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, checking in without delays. Burgess and Oliver good. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment, and 9 Mile is accident-free. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the conversation with Robert Herr. You have Adam Schiff, who, of course, a prominent Democrat in the House.
It was your obligation to follow that policy in this report, was it not?
It was also my obligation to write a confidential report for the Attorney General explaining completely my
what
decision.
What you did write was deeply prejudicial to the interests of the president. You say it wasn't political, and yet you must have understood. You must have understood the impact of your words. You must have understood the impact of your decision to go beyond the specifics of a particular document, to go to the very general, to your own personal, prejudicial, subjective opinion of the president, one you knew would be amplified by his political opponent, one you knew that would influence a political campaign. You had to understand that. And you did it anyway. And you did it anyway.
Which is... there's fair and unfair in this criticism. On the one hand, I get where the Democrats are coming from is, you know, this has been a Republican talking point ever since the report came out, right? That the president is, you know, doesn't have a good memory, would present as a sort of friendly, elderly, senile man. On the other hand, you've got to explain why you're not recommending charges. And the reason that he's not recommending charges is because he would present as a senile, friendly old man, right? So you have to explain, which requires actually talking about this. And you also, you know, did he lean into it too much? See, I don't really think so. I just think he reported the thing, and it's inconvenient for Republicans who want to see equality of treatment, and it's inconvenient for Democrats who don't want to see the president's obvious cognitive lack be put on display.
You were suggesting is that I needed to provide a different version of my report that would be fit for public release. That is nowhere in the rules. I was to prepare a confidential report that was comprehensive and thorough of an
what is in the rules, Mr. Herr, what is in the rules is you don't gratuitously do things to prejudice the subject of an investigation when you're declining to prosecute. You don't gratuitously add language that you know will be useful in a political campaign. You were not born yesterday. You understood exactly what you were doing. It was a choice.
And that's where he's saying it's inappropriate. But, of course, Robert Herr is saying, no, we really did need to do this. Now, for his part, Hank Johnson, Hank Johnson, my favorite, who is still in the House of Representatives from Georgia, asks a different line of questioning, sort of in the same tone, a little bit stronger allegations, Adam Schiff.
Despite clearing President Biden from being prosecuted, you used your report to trash and smear President Biden because he said in response to questions over a five-hour interview that he didn't recall how he got the documents. And you knew that that would play into the Republicans' narrative that the president is unfit fit for office because he's senile. And the American people saw during the State of the Union address that that was not true. But yet that's what you tried to offer to them, and that's why they are having you here today, so that they can expand upon that narrative. And you knew that that's what was going to happen, didn't you?
Congressman, I reject the suggestions that you have just made. That is not what happened.
Let me move on.
Partisan politics played no part whatsoever in my work. You are a member of the Federalist Society,
are you not?
And fair.
I love how Robert Hurst trying to give him an answer back, which, of course, he doesn't want to hear. And this gets worse for Hank Johnson, by the way, because he thinks he's got a hook. He thinks he's got a way to hang, you know, Robert Hur on his own bias, and he just gets the wrong answer.
Are you a member of the Federalist Society?
I am not a member of the Federalist Society.
But you are a Republican, though, aren't you?
I am a registered Republican.
Yes, sir. And you're doing everything you can do to get President Trump reelected so that you can get appointed as a federal judge or perhaps to another position in the Department of Justice. Isn't that correct?
Congressman, I have no such aspirations, I can assure you, and I can tell you that partisan politics had no place whatsoever in my work. It had no place in the investigative steps that I took. It had no place in the decision that I made, and it had no place in a single word of my report.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I didn't know who was, you know, fluttering against the microphone there or whatever, but, yeah, so that'd be a fail. You didn't manage to prove that. You asked, are you part of the Federal Society? No. Oh. But you're a Republican, right? Yeah, Republicans incapable of doing a report? I mean, is that your allegation? Therefore, it's biased? I mean, it's just such a goofy line of questioning. But let's all remember, Hank Johnson, District 6, I believe it's District 6, it used to be, I think it still is, in Georgia, has a bit of a history in terms of, you know, not great lines of questioning. I take you back now to perhaps one of the most famous sound clips of all time in American politics for the people who care about these kinds of things. This is Hank Johnson talking with Admiral Robert Willard about an island in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
If we station troops, more troops on Guam is what he's asking. That's what he's asking. And the admiral, for his part, does admirably.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000. And again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
So 25,000 people is not going to tip over Guam. That's not the only time he's had interesting things come up.
Mr. Speaker, I was thinking to myself earlier today, what happens when you put in a cage fight a giant in with a midget? Well, the midget will not win the fight. I'm going to tell you that. Why? He just doesn't carry enough weight to do so. But if you put 30 midgets in with that giant,
then maybe if you put 30 midgets in,
he just doesn't carry enough weight.
Sorry, I did something to make the sound change.
But if you put 30 midgets in with that giant, then the midgets have a chance.
Plus, you know, look, we need to have weight classes when you're dealing with a cage fight.
Now, they have weight classes in cage fighting, so you're not going to find a situation where you have two or three against one. You'll just have equal weights. You'll have equally weighted combatants, and then they will go at each other, and the best man will win, or woman.
I never get tired of the midget talk. It's just...
So in an employment relationship, employer-employee, you got the giant, you got the midget. Because there are no weight classes in that situation, you have an inherent imbalance.
Now it makes total sense.
The kind of imbalance that would run the risk of Guam tipping over in the Pacific Ocean, obviously. 6:54 on News Radio. Look, I know it's a little unfair to always go back to the well with Hank Johnson, but how can I resist? How can I resist? 6:55, almost 6:55 here on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. I'm not seeing any giants or midgets on our roadways this morning. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace. It's little people, actually. Come on, guys.
You got me. I almost spewed my coffee. Good job.
I waited till you took a drink. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 look like they're at posted speeds. No delays on Burgess or Olive. We're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. And Lillian Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let us know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Oh, man, this world. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials and everyone's favorite Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Like candy.
Oh, people are asking me, how on earth does a guy like Hank Johnson keep getting reelected? By massive margins. It's been a while since I looked it up, but as I recall, he was winning by like 70 or 80 to 30, 20. I mean, like massive margins. He is wildly popular with the people who think he's a genius. 6:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines.
Well,
David?
Let's be honest. Hank Johnson is the only lawmaker with a good grasp on how cage fighting works. That's why he's so popular.
Right. Well, I mean, cage fighting and, you know, like, geohydrodynamics, you know, to understand the interaction,
exactly,
complex
yes.
interaction yeah. between population density, the water level, and islands in the Pacific.
Yeah. It's very what, much so, yeah. yeah.
It's
very
what,
intelligent.
It's
man.
What plants crave.
President Biden's hoping for an endorsement from the Teamsters Union. The Biden campaign says the president met with leaders from the Teamsters on Tuesday. Republican opponent Donald Trump also met with the Teamsters earlier this year. He's also hoping for that endorsement. The Teamsters have over a million union members. House Republicans moving forward with a vote on a bill that would ban TikTok in the U.S. A vote on that measure scheduled today. It would require ByteDance to sell to an American owner. And author and columnist Mitch Albom and his wife are among 10 people now who've been rescued from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The group from Michigan was at Albom's Have Faith Haiti Orphanage, and their rescue was coordinated partly by Republican Congresswoman Lisa McClain.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, the Haiti thing is very, very concerning. David, thank you so much for the update. Jake and I now tell you about future news, which is us telling you the truth about things before it's true. Will the Santa Rosa County Commission vote to reduce the speed limit to 20 for the shorebirds?
Yes.
Yeah, 3-2 vote. Will they move forward with changing the rules about protecting the well field, allowing the racetrack, but also kind of restricting others and kind of making things better?
Yes,
I actually do think so. Will they approve $300,000 for the flag?
I hope not.
No. no. I think that price has gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.